Podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to the WPIL UPMC Sports Medicine 1A Boys Soccer Semifinals here at Canonsburg's Memorial Stadium and on the WJPA Sports Network and the NFHS Network. Up first, it's a top-seeded defending champion Bentworth Bearcats squad taking on the number 4-seed Beaver County Christian Eagles. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg, along with my broadcast partner Rusty Pettit here in the booth. Eric Bennett's our floor director with Brandon Bennett and Josh Laird on camera. Mark Edwards and Kathy Caldwell are producing in our downtown Washington studios. The Bearcats have been dominant all season, allowing a grand total of 4 goals in their 17 games, all wins. Opponents have combined, get this, for 1 goal since the end of August. That marker tallied by Greensburg Central Catholic in a 7-1 Bentworth victory. The Eagles have been tough to score on, too, posting 10 shutouts in a 15-3 campaign, including back-to-back playoff shutouts against Riverview and Greensburg Central. Beaver County Christian has won 9 straight matches coming into tonight's action. Tonight's match here on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Attend the Fall Admission Showcase Thursday, November 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. RSVP at ccbcwashington.com/events. By Bell Print & Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising, Bell Print & Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. By Jared Hoffman, realtor with the La Rocca Real Estate Team. Call 724-249-3583. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. We'll take a deeper dive into our matchup as well as other action on the WPIL playoff schedule when our pregame show continues here on the NFHS Network and the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Get your name out there with Bell Print & Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print & Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print & Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Canonsburg, oft called Big Mac Stadium, but you know the old-timers don't like that. This is Memorial Stadium, and we'll keep in good graces with the old-timers. I'm Bob Gregg, Rusty Pettit beside me. Great to have you.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Good to be with you as well.
This matchup has the defending WPIL champion Bentworth Bearcats at 17-0 with 13 shutouts. They've allowed 1 goal since the start of September.
Wow.
I mean, that's just staggering. How do you do that?
Yeah, that's impressive. That's well, I'd say by looking at the rest of the scores, they played a lot of offense.
Well, and I think that's the big key is that they're always attacking the ball. Mm-hmm. They're going to take it to the other team. You know, in some regards, you're prone to something over the top back the other way, but they've certainly been able to avoid that. The only goal scored, I mentioned in my opening there, was a single goal for Greensburg Central Catholic in a matchup that finished up 7-1 Bentworth. So that's the only goal since the end of August. It's really impressive. On the other side, 10 shutouts for Beaver County Christian. The Eagles are 15-3. They haven't allowed a goal since October 10th in a 6-3 win at Sewickley Academy. A 1-0 shutout of Blackhawk to close the regular season, and then back-to-back 2-0 regulation wins against Riverview and Greensburg Central Catholic to get into this match here tonight. Number 1 versus number 4, our later matchup in these 1A boys soccer semifinals. We'll have the Eden Christian Academy to take on Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. That's coming up here later on tonight. Also happening today, 4A boys semifinals, 3A girls, 2A girls, 1A girls, girls volleyball semis in 1A and 2A. 3A and 4A are tomorrow. Soccer third place matches are going to happen, a couple of them on Wednesday. They did set the sites and times for the soccer championship matches. We know that the winner of this match will play at Highmark Stadium Thursday at 8 o'clock, right after the 1A girls match, which is scheduled for a 6 o'clock start. A couple of minutes away from the start of this WPIL-UPMC soccer semifinal here at the Memorial Stadium in Canonsburg. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium. And give you an opportunity to take a look at the 1A boys bracket here as Eric gives that up on the screen. Number 1, Bentworth coming across the top with victories against California and Trinity Christian. Beaver County Christian, the 4 seed, with the 2-0 win over Riverview, and then beat Greensburg Central Catholic 2-0. That the common opponent there, GCC. Bentworth playing in the regular season a couple of times, 6-0 and 7-1 victories for the Bearcats. Other side of the bracket, I mentioned earlier, we'll have Eden Christian, the 7 seed, taking on number 3, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, here on the NFHS Network. That's to follow at around 8 o'clock. Number 2, Winchester Thurston, beaten by Eden Christian in double overtime. And we'll talk about that ahead of that matchup. And then Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, the 3 seed, with a couple of single-goal victories, one by a shootout and one in overtime. Those teams have scratched and clawed their way into the semifinal. Mm-hmm. Winner of this match, the winner of that match, will meet coming Thursday night on the at the Highmark Stadium there at Station Square. Great to have you along here tonight. An absolutely gorgeous evening here in Canonsburg and throughout southwestern Pennsylvania, and we're certainly thrilled that wherever you are around the world that you've chosen to join us, whether online at WJPA.com or the NFHS Network, the WJPA Sports Network, or on air here in southwestern Pennsylvania on WJPA AM in Washington. For more than 80 years, Pennsylvania's radio sports leader. This match and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers have been chosen and will be paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. Following the match, we will recognize our player of the game. That's brought to you nightly by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our referees tonight, Walt Lewitag, Frank Aceta, and Andrew Cav. They will be handling things according to the PIAA guidelines and the NFHS soccer rulebook. 40 minutes in each half. So they'll play 80 minutes, and that's almost exclusively a running clock. There are a few times the clock stops for various and sundry things, but primarily you can almost set your watch by it that when they turn it on, 40 minutes later, you can check it, and it ought to be just about over. If we're tied at the end of that, as many as two 15-minute sudden victory overtime periods. If we're tied when that's all done, we go to the shootout. And we'll see how all of this works out. Number one, Bentworth. Number four, Beaver County Christian. Coming your way next here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium. Bob Gregg, Rusty Pettit here. A couple of other notes for our Washington County folks. In addition to this match involving a county team, Bentworth and Beaver County Christian, in the 4A semifinals, number 2 seed Peters Township will take on number 3 Fox Chapel. Tomorrow in volleyball semifinal action in 4A, number 2 Cannon McMillan, number 3 North Catholic, that match at Peters Township. So that pretty well handles all of the county teams. They did set, we do know that one of the soccer championships will feature 4A girls, number 1 Peters Township, number 2 Seneca Valley. That is Friday night, 6 o'clock. 4A boys will close that on Friday. Two games Thursday, two Friday, then four games on Saturday's docket.
Yeah. Awesome
make it,
weekend.
Make it busy.
Yeah, they do. But like you said, you can the one nice thing about soccer, unless it does have the extra things, the clock only stops for a goal scored and the occasional timeout, whether it be an injury or something else that might pop up. So 80 minutes is 80 minutes.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to get into, Rusty, and you know, we don't do a lot of soccer here on WJPA. We used to carry a match a week for a little while, and then we kind of got out of that, and that was really a season, maybe two seasons. We would cover a match a week, and then that kind of phased out. Last year, with the run by Bentworth in through the state playoffs, we were able to bring some of those home. Lanny Fratteri often invites us to speak at his sports announcing classes, and one of the things that I talk about when I go there is that there are four elements to sporting events that people want to know all the time. What's the score? Who's in control of the action? Where are they on the playing surface? And how much time's left? And so when I started in this business, you know, a century ago, literally a century ago, back in 1975 when I started doing these games and stuff, I didn't know anything about basketball. I didn't know the difference between a fence post and the high post. I had no idea. But what I learned then was to communicate those four things. And if you constantly tell people what the score, who's in control of the action, where are they on the playing surface, and how much time's left, then people at least can get some sense of what's going on. I know very little about soccer. I know whoever puts the ball in the other team's goal the most wins. Don't use your hands unless you're the goalie. There is a thing called offside, which means that the furthest attacking player can't be beyond the last defender unless the ball is beyond them as well. If the attacking team kicks the ball over the goal line but not in the net, that's a goal kick. If the defending team kicks it over the goal line, it's a corner kick. That's what I know about soccer.
Yeah, that's the basics. I mean, that'll get you pretty far. Is a couple of the other odd things that'll pop up, but yeah, it's this Bentworth team's a fun team to watch. So a lot of people, I think, you know, you expect soccer. If you're watching professional soccer, whether it's the Riverhounds or something else, you might expect a low-scoring match. You don't get that with the Bearcats. They put the ball in the back of the net, and they do it with regularity.
Well, and their opening round playoff win was 11-0 against California as Ryan Messner scored 5 goals that night. Messner is the 1A Western Pennsylvania Soccer Coach's Player of the Year. And check out these numbers. Ryan Messner, 42 goals on the season. 42!
Wow.
He has 6 in the playoffs, 5 in that one game.
6 would be a season high for a lot of guys, and a good one. A good season high if you had that.
Indeed. And Adam Messner has 26. So the Messners have 68 goals between them. That's a staggering number. Officials say they're ready to go. We've had the handshake, and we're going to knock at the 6:03 to get this game underway. The other thing, one other thing about soccer is that there's ball boys or ball girls. They're all the time running and getting a new ball in play. It's like volleyball, you know. Mm-hmm. We're in at D1 level anyway. There's always a new ball getting put into play. If it goes out of bounds, nobody got to go chase it except the little kids. And they like to do that anyway, it seems like. So,
well, they've got all the energy.
Bentworth wearing the home black uniforms, jerseys, and game shorts. I would like it if their numbers were not just outline numbers, but they were solid colored in. But
they seem to be a little easier. We did the Bentworth girls last Tuesday, a week ago, in their first round matchup, and those were tough to read too for the same reason. Although I feel like they're standing out a little bit better on the boys tonight, maybe just because it's the early game. It was the late game last week.
Beaver County Christian wearing the white uniforms. Our goalies, Michael Lanigan, a sophomore for Beaver County Christian, DJ Hayes, 24 career shutouts, is in goal for the Bentworth Bearcats. And the officials tell us, let's play. And we are underway. Long kick ahead, headed down into the inside the 20-yard line. Bearcats trying to keep possession. Nice little touch pass outside the penalty area. Good job there by Beaver County to work it out, but Bearcats take it right back. Pressure down the near side, a little near collision, and nice kick through the legs. And now the Bearcats deflect the ball out of bounds. Be a throw in for Beaver County Christian. Long lob in over the top, and now the Eagles trying to get it set up. Kick it on toward the corner, and it'll be played there by Isaac Reynolds. And he gets kicked out of across the goal line. So we're going to have a corner kick here right off the bat, a set piece for Beaver County Christian.
It looks like Cole Stroop will be handling the corner kick.
Stroop launches it toward the net, looking for a header there, but it goes awry. Played back to Stroop on the football sideline, and the Bearcats head it out of traffic, and then it gets deflected back in. Nice play by Liam Birchler to attack toward the goal, but the Bearcats' defense able to kick it to the sideline.
Yeah, it was a nice play you mentioned there by Birchler. A good job to get in front of the forward there, but that was a dangerous opportunity early on here for Beaver County.
Soft action, and the Bearcats turn it over, but a header changes that quickly. And looking behind everybody, Aiden McMurray trying to get to the loose ball. Beaver County Christian in Bentworth, end of the field. Solid for a sport that's non-contact. There's a lot of contact in this sport.
Mm-hmm.
Rocco DeSarbo keeps the play alive, and then the ball off the foot of Birchler out of bounds on the sideline for a Bentworth throw-in.
Bearcats throw.
Toss up the near sideline is headed back into traffic and then chipped ahead. Messner, Adam Messner with the nifty footwork trying to get the ball toward the penalty area but kept out by the Eagles. And now two on one in the midfield area, and they'll push the ball up the near sideline, rolling toward the sideline, sprinting. And I tell you what, and out of bounds it goes for a Bentworth throw-in. Good hustle there, but just unable to keep it in play. Long run for Liam Birchler.
Bearcat throw in.
Bearcats throw in. And set to handle that is defenseman Isaac Reynolds, a senior for the Bearcats. 4 assists on the year. And
another opportunity here for Beaver County Christian here at the foul.
Yeah, foul and a free kick. Going to be at the 12-yard line, so 22 yards out from the goal.
Eagles.
Robert McMahon handling this one.
McMahon with 10 goals on the season during the regular year, 11 total now. That kick in one-on-one attempt there, and a nice diving save by DJ Hayes.
Yeah, good one too, and that was a really great opportunity there. Right up the middle, it was number three, Cole Stroop. It was right in that penalty area, about 10 yards out.
High kick hits at midfield, and the Bearcats try to head it behind everybody, but the Eagles get back defensively. Loose ball at the 50-yard line. Two Eagles attacking the ball, but Bentworth's going to take the loose ball, but turn it right back over. Here comes Eli Bosch. He's challenged by the Bentworth defense. Turns it back to the near side. Spin kick attempt and the ball turned over. Again, a lot of contact here on the edge of the field. The Eagles will kick it back into their half of this artificial turf. Pass eludes Robert McMahon and Bentworth will take over. Long kick, going to cover about 35, 40 yards, goes toward the sideline and it's knocked out of bounds. We have a foul call.
Yeah. I think it's just a throw-in for Bentworth, but maybe they – no, it is going to be a free kick, yeah, from about 35 yards out from the goal.
Riverbit to take the kick.
First set piece for the Bearcats.
And it looks to be Isaac Reynolds to kick it toward the penalty area, kicked right back out by the Eagles. Bentworth did not get an offensive player on that loose ball. Play here in the – around the 35-yard line, and now the Bearcats get it. Nice steal, and now 3-on-1. Close to an offside kick toward the goal. It's going to go wide, and it'll be a goal kick for the Eagles. Just under 35 minutes to play in our first half, so 5 minutes and change gone here in the opening. One shot on goal for the Eagles. One save so far for DJ Hayes. Nothing the other way. Beaver County Christian, bunch of close games, and you know, they want to try to keep Bentworth close. Bentworth would like to get out and run away if they can.
Eagles throw in.
And it's going to be a Beaver County Christian throw in.
McMahon.
At the 25-yard line, it'll be one of the McMahons handling that. Play into traffic. Too much there to try to get that all the way through. Bentworth bring the ball out to midfield. Now 1-on-4. Loose ball. Scramble for it. And the Eagles get it. Headed right back toward the Eagles' end of the field. The pitch. bunch of midfield play going on now. Scoreless. 6.5 minutes gone. Bentworth long kicks into Beaver County Christian end. Headed back the other direction. Out of bounds on the far sideline for a Bentworth throw-in.
So far, Beaver County Christian having more of the offensive possession time. Bentworth, a couple nice runs in the last couple minutes, but it's almost like the Eagles have taken a page out of the Bearcats' book. Very aggressive. A lot of guys push forward in the offensive end.
The territorial advantage clearly leaning toward the Eagles. Bentworth defends a play, but turns it over at the 35-yard line. Ball kicked to the far side. Hustling after it is Robert McMahon. He'll kick it back to his midfield. Bearcats deflect it, kick forward out of bounds, so it'll be a throw-in for Beaver County Christian. Throw into the Bentworth 25, and the Bearcats kick it up almost out of the other bleachers.
That's McMahon. Throw it.
And another throw-in, this one trying to get over top of the Bentworth defense. Bearcats again kick it to the sideline out at around the 30-yard line. Beaver County Christian player shaken up, and with that we'll step aside for just a moment. We're back scoreless with 32 minutes to play in the first half. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Feels good to be off the sidelines, doesn't it? Oh yeah, it does. That extra effort with AHN Sports Medicine got you back here with every specialty set, custom training day, and personalized drill. You bettered your body. Now line it up. They don't see this move coming. Told you. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Robert McMahon comes out of the action. Ethan Guevara checks in on that injury. A little bit of a limp in the walk there, so McMahon, and after we resume play, as you see, ball kicked out across the goal line, so it's a goal kick for the Bearcats. It'll be a long kick across the 50-yard line. Headed around a couple of times and now kicked up the sideline. Stays in play. Bearcats are going to put this one toward the bleachers again. So a throw in. They have that extra defender there just to, you know, take the heat out of a hot kitchen, the great hockey announcer Mike Lang would say. And now kick goes out of bounds. Going to be a corner kick for Beaver County Christian, their second.
Yeah, not only more offensive possession time, but also more chances of their third set piece already, and we're just into the 10th minute.
Corner kick comes out front, headed around, and now set up. Nice block by the Bentworth defenders to keep that from getting through to DJ Hayes. Never did end up with a shot. Eli Bosch, nice footwork to get around Bentworth defender. Get it toward the penalty area, and that kick untouched is going to go across the goal line for a goal kick.
Yeah, Beaver County Christian looking for contact inside the penalty area there, but he just kind of slipped and went down, so rolls harmlessly past the goal line for this goal kick.
Each team with one free kick. A couple of corners for Beaver County Christian, but only one shot's made it through to the goalie. And that was by Beaver County Christian early on. Kick straight up in the air. Bearcats trying to get to this loose ball and set up an attack. And now ball loose to Adam Messner. Kick, score!
Wow. Didn't take Messner long. Got it on the left foot. Put it right over the top of Guevara.
Messner started that whole thing up high, and he ended up tackling the Beaver County Christian defender, and Messner picks up his 27th goal of the season. Comes at the 11th minute. He's a Adam Messner gives Bentworth a 1-0 lead. Let's see if the Bearcats can try to extend this now. That's you got to start somewhere, and Adam Messner puts it home at 29-32.
Yep. And I tell you, as lopsided as the time possession had been, it really, you can see Bentworth, how dangerous they are. Messner didn't waste any time putting that one home.
Bearcats turn it over, and now Robert McMahon back onto the pitch, kicks it toward the goal. The Bearcats will just kick it out of there and actually kick it out of bounds. Throw in at the 15-yard line. Deep throw. And it's going to be all the way through to DJ Hayes. The Bentworth goalie will take it. Couple of bounces, and he's going to punt it from there and get it clear out across midfield. One nice thing about punting in soccer is that it's a round ball. The other thing is there aren't 190-pound guys running at you to try to block it. And you, if necessary.
But you also don't get the luxury of a fair catch.
That's true. That's true. Another free kick for Beaver County Christian. This one down at the Bentworth 36-yard line. I'll kick into the middle. It's just headed right back out. Bearcats have only one player in the midfield at the moment. And they chip it ahead up the sideline and try a little give-and-go action. And on the move, it's Ryan Messner to the 10, puts a foot to it. That kick is blocked. Bearcats defense will come up and keep it in the offensive zone. Noah Reynolds plays it to the far side. Now chip ahead. Bearcats offensive players, the forwards stay on side. Eagles get it back out to the middle of the field. And trying to get around the midfield defense, and we get another free kick called, another foul called against the Bearcats right here. Third free kick coming up for the Eagles. This one just into Bentworth side of the stripe. Leg cramping going on for Rocco DeSarbo, trying to stretch that out on his own. Now the kick down into the end zone. Take it all the way down into the corner. Nifty move by Robert McMahon to get by the defense, and then he kicks it out of bounds, hits the side of the goal, and it'll be a goal kick for the Bearcats.
Yeah, nice move there by McMahon. You can tell that one goal has created such a sense of urgency already for the Eagles. It seems like they're pressing a little bit more, and Bentworth just kind of sitting back here on the defensive side, not worried about pushing a lot of guys forward until they get possession, and when they do, they're moving quickly.
The goal by Bentworth is the first goal allowed by Beaver County Christian since the 10th of October. They had three straight shutouts coming into tonight's match. Eagles with the ball at around the 50-yard line and will chip it up the far side. And this one's going to find its way across the yellow sideline. Bentworth throw in. 26 minutes remaining in our first half. Going to get a substitution here.
Game for Bentworth. Sophomore midfielder, number 20, Austin Hollier.
Bentworth's going to bring in Austin Hollier. Beaver County Christian had it, lost it, got it back. Chip across to the near side at about the 35-yard line. Chip down ahead by Eli Bosch, and the Bearcats just kick it to the sideline. Eagles throw in at about the 15-yard line. Bosch will launch it inside the 10. Ball tipped away and then headed out toward the football sideline, and now Bearcats pressured defensively. Bosch keeps the play alive, gets it in the penalty area. Nice give and go. And the kick blocked away. Nice shot taken by Ethan Guevara, but blocked away by DJ Hayes, his second save of the game.
Wow, this save by Hayes is huge. The equalizer was on its way to that left side of the net, and he says no to keep this game 1-0 Bentworth.
deep Bentworth throw in. And they don't handle it well, but get the ball out to about the 25, trying to get out of the defensive end. Bosch goes over the back of a Bentworth player, and play on is the ruling from the game officials. Now an entry by Robert McMahon is denied. The Bearcats get it out to midfield. Now trying to lob it down deep. Some teams would let that go clear to the goalie, but not with the speed of the Bentworth squad. Contact near side. Play on. Aiden McMurray had the ball, and now we are going to get the foul called.
Yeah, it looked like he had possession there, McMurray, and still got the whistle, so this will give the free kick opportunity, another set piece here for Beaver County Christian.
Fourth free kick of the game for the Eagles. This one's going to happen at the BCC 46. Launched clear down inside the 10, but headed out of there by the Bentworth defenders. Kept alive by Beaver County Christian. And one more time, entry into the penalty area is headed out of there. Bentworth turns it back over the midfield and now try some long distance stuff. One on two in the offensive end, and Eagles defend that. Long kick out, headed back in. Back and forth they go, and this is what soccer is. There's no tucking it under your arm, lowering your shoulder, and running people over like we see on these fields on Friday nights. Bentworth leading 1-0, 22:50 to play in our first half. Bentworth throw in. It's up the sideline, but now the Eagles with only one man back. And a whistle going to be a foul called on Beaver County Christian. So Bentworth's second free kick of the night. Only goal coming in the 11th minute. Adam Messner fought to get the ball at about the 30-yard line. And able to take it in and bury it just outside the penalty area. Bearcats now set up. Inside the 20, take it down to the 10. Nifty move to get now cross. Kick toward the goal and a save there by Michael Lanigan. His first. Second Bentworth shot on goal.
It was a nice setup by McMurray, and I wasn't really sure even how Messner was going to get a foot on that, but he did manage to get it on net, just not a lot on it because he was turning around as he had to shoot.
Nice move once again by Ethan Guevara. Plays it into the middle of the field. It's kicked back out by the Bentworth defense. Bosch trying to launch it down the sideline, and it hits off a Bentworth player, midfielder, out of bounds. Throw in for the Eagles. Up the near sideline now goes Zach Stevens. Stevens takes it into the end zone. Back out to Guevara, and he'll turn it over. Bearcats give it right back, though. And the ball's going toward the corner, and it's going to cross the sideline. Bentworth throw in deep in their end of the field. Another substitution. Looks like Gage Davenport will check in for Bentworth. Senior defender. Bentworth defense has had much more running around to do in pressure situations, certainly, than Beaver County Christian has. Throw in. Just can't run 10 yards before you throw the ball. And officials say, come on back here. This play started at about 3 yards from the goal line. And tried to run clear out to about the 15-yard line to throw it in.
Nice job by Reynolds there with the steal.
Bosch down into the penalty area. Going to kick this one past everybody and across the goal line. Goal kick for the Bearcats. 20 minutes to play in our first half. 1-0 Bentworth leading. Liam Birchler will check into the game, and Ethan Guevara will sit down.
Center for the Eagles, number 4, Liam Birchler.
Yeah, I'd really vote for a little better numbering there on the Bearcats uniforms. No offense to whoever designed them or whatever, just
the solid numbers. That's the key.
Just make it easier to see. for old eyes like mine. Long goal kick gets out to the 50-yard line, then chipped to the far side. And it's going to roll out of bounds. And they're going to rule that to be Beaver County Christian ball.
Yeah, it looked like it might have been last touched by an Eagle, but they'll get the throw.
The throw will come at about the 20-yard line for Bentworth, 30 yards out from the goal. But inside and headed back out by the Bearcats defense. Long kick. That one hit the that's a doink off the football goalpost, and it goes out of bounds. A break in the action. 19 minutes to play. First half, 1-0 Bentworth here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Beaver County with a throw-in on the far side after the goal kick carried out of bounds. Bentworth had a free goal kick there and just put it past the sideline. Now, nice job. Little pressure there from the Eagles, and the Bearcats step between two attacking players, able to kick it out to the middle of the playing surface and kicked out of bounds. Bentworth throw-in now. Just a couple of attacks from Bentworth tonight with any real meaning. One goal and then one save. Bearcats try to go 2-on-4. That play into the plus area is bumped out of bounds by the Eagles. So Bentworth throw in at about the 30-yard line. Get it down into the corner. Adam Messner, who has the game's only goal, trying to work it between the feet of his defender. And now a lot of contact there, and Tyler Guevara fell down. And ball off his leg and out of bounds, and Bearcats will get a deep throw in.
Yeah, it was good possession or positioning there by Messner, and they made contact, but it was more Guevara initiating it, and he missed the ball. So we'll try to take advantage of this.
Throw it out into the corner in front of the net and played back up. Ball ricocheting around. The Bearcats, a couple of heads there at it. Keep the ball alive inside the 10. Robert McMahon trying to tackle the ball. Now he's going to kick it. It's going to be a corner kick for the Bearcats. They're first.
Really great work by McMahon there. He just kept the pressure on, and he forced the defender to just knock it out of bounds and get the corner kick here. First one of the night for the Bearcats. Or maybe the second, actually.
Is it?
They have one early. Maybe it's the first.
I think it's the first corner kick is headed out by the goalie. Little chip play. Ball in the penalty box now. Loose ball. Knocked around, and Eagles survive that for a moment. Bentworth keeping the pressure on the ball along the near sideline. Kicked out of bounds by Bosch, hustling back to take it away from Hollier.
Yeah, Tyler Guevara chose to head that ball. You don't even see the goaltender choose to do that. It's better to try to high point it, but that time he used his head to clear it.
Bentworth throw in into the corner and headed back out of bounds. Caden Hackinson on the pitch now for Bentworth. Bearcats leading 1-0. Throw in Isaac Reynolds near side. Takes a run at about the 8-yard line. Lobs it out in front. Headed around a couple of times. And Bosch going to see it go out of bounds. And it's going to be a goal kick for the Eagles. 15 minutes to play in our first half. Great to have you along tonight. First of two here at Memorial Stadium in Canonsburg. Both 1A boys semifinals. Winners will meet 8 o'clock Thursday night at the Highmark Stadium, Station Square. Bearcats put the ball out of bounds. Throw in for Beaver County Christian. scramble here in the midfield area. Long kick ahead by the Bearcats. Going to find its way all the way down to the 5-yard line where it's picked up by the goalie, Michael Lanigan. He'll throw it half the field or more. Bearcats turn it over, tried a little touch pass, and it got picked off, and now entry into the attacking zone. Bentworth says, enough of that. Headed right back in, though. McMahon chips it up in the air to himself. Battle for it. Header, and ball comes out to about the 30-yard line. Trying to chip it out was Hollier, but he turns it over. Give and go. McMahon trying to get to the loose ball. He's playing both ends, and now Liam Birchler takes it to the goal line, and then the kick out of bounds. Tried to direct it toward the goal. It goes across the goal line, and it's going to be a goal kick for Bentworth.
It looked like Stevens was going to be set up for this shot, but I think it was the defensive play coming in from the back end that didn't allow him to get all that like he wanted.
And Hollier going to get a seat on the bench, as I believe get a sub back in. Grab that number real quick. Charles Nuttall on the pitch for the first time, I believe. Ball gets out to the 50-yard line where the Bearcats just chip it to open turf. Fight along the near side. Well played by Cole Stroop. He'll get it to the 50. A nice guard there by McMahon to spin away from the defender. Keep possession for Beaver County Christian. Line drive kick hit actually a Bentworth defender. And now the Bearcats 3-on-3. Loose ball. Eagles trying to mark it, and a good job there. Cole Stroop again takes it away, gave it back, but takes it away again. Going to keep play alive, and the Bearcats go 2-on-1 on Stroop and take it off of him. And the ball inside the 20. Going to be kicked out of bounds and throw in for Bentworth.
The Bearcats, they haven't had a lot of offensive possession. When they do, you can tell they smell blood in the water. They just really put the pressure on, and it's forced the Eagles to either kick it out of bounds off the goal line, or in this case, at least just knock it to the side and force the throw in for Bentworth.
It's like Dylan Colbert to throw it. Tried to just get it across the football goal line. Ball chipped now inside and then kicked back out of danger by the Eagles. This ball kicked up the near sideline. It's going to roll right down the bench area and stay in play. Bentworth defense there to get it. Kick ahead. Looked like it was going to one of the game officials. He deftly moved out of the way. Now Beaver County Christian long kick about 65 yards will be played by the goalie, DJ Hayes. Couple of stops tonight. 11 minutes thereabouts remaining in our first half. 1-0 Bentworth with the lead. Bearcats get the ball on the front side. Down into the corner goes Aiden McMurray, but stripped of the ball. Eagles turn it over, and Bentworth gives it right back. Ball at the 45-yard line. Bentworth trying to keep it alive, but the kick goes out of bounds on that opportunity there by Gage Davenport. Was able to get the ball back, but kicked it out of bounds. Far side. Throw in for Beaver County Christian. Chris Creffield, the head coach. A lot of contact out at the 45, and Eagles come out with the ball. Now trying to get something set up. Ball at the 35. Bring it back out to keep possession. Try to reset this attack. Kick inside there, turned over, and Isaac Reynolds will chip it out of there, but it'll be another free kick for Beaver County Christian. This is free kick number 5 for the Eagles.
This one in a pretty advantageous spot here, important for Bentworth to get everybody set on defense.
Hayes looking things over. Up and the kick will bounce in. They wanted that kick to bounce a little sooner. The effort there by Evan Mulroy. They wanted to hit a little further out in front of Hayes, where it may have had enough bounce to get over him, but that was not the case. On another play on call as a Benworth player trying to get to the loose ball ends up tumbling over the legs of a Beaver County Christian defender. Play on. Long kick headed back out of trouble by the Bearcats. And now a header pass attempt. Ball gets loose. Eagles with it in Bentworth side of the playing surface here. Much of the match has been played in this end of the turf. Crossing pass, knocked away, and now trying to take it even further across with Zach Stevens, and it will roll out of bounds on the far side, untouched by Bentworth. So this will be a Bentworth throw-in on the far side.
Zachary Stevens kind of rushed that a little bit. He had some help to the left side, but instead of putting it out where his teammate could get to it, he just kind of did a blind cross, and it forced it all the way across the field.
Ryan Messner, after a breather, back on the field for Bentworth. Ethan Guevara checking back in for Beaver County Christian. Clock approaching 8 minutes to play. Oh, whistle. I'm guessing they didn't like the spot where the ball left the hands of the thrower, so they'll restart it. Throwing up the far sideline, chipped over coverage, but taken away by Beaver County Christian. Ball deflected by the Bearcats' Aiden McMurray, and the ball now ends up down inside the 5-yard line, on into the corner, and goes out of bounds. Going to be a corner kick. Nope, check that. Ball last touched by Beaver County Christian, and going to be a goal kick for the Bearcats. Bang, bang, play right there. And now Andrew Vipperman actually going to do the kicking on this goal kick. He'll launch it out about the 45-yard line, headed on up the sideline by Bentworth, but going to go out of bounds and give it right back. 6:45 to play in our first half. 1-0. Bentworth with the lead. Adam Messner scoring in the 11th minute. And that has stood ever since. Near side chip into action by Ethan Guevara is blocked by the Bearcats, but controlled by Beaver County Christian. It's Bosch in the middle of the field, out to about the 20, kicked back to the numbers near side, and again defended, but boy, right there battling is Guevara. Bentworth able to kick it out of there. Contact, ball rattles around, and long defensive kick out into Bentworth's plus area. It's Adam Messner chip it down ahead. Crossing, trying to get it to the penalty area, but that pass denied. Now the ball comes to the near sideline. Nicely kept in play. And then the Bearcats kick it out. Isaac Reynolds was attacking against Ethan Guevara. It was Guevara that made the nice play to keep it inbounds. And Reynolds had it go off his leg and out.
I think the Bentworth coaches might not have agreed that he did keep it inbounds, but
loose ball at the 50, 1-on-2. Tough play there for Aiden McMurray, but the Bearcats try to keep it alive and now end up with a 4-on-4. McMurray chip it ahead to the football goal line. Try to power a kick toward the net by Adam Messner, and it's blocked out of bounds. It's going to be a corner kick for Bentworth.
Really nice job there forcing the corner. And as much as Beaver County Christians had the offensive possession, they're forcing almost everybody into the offensive end. So when Bentworth gets a chance to run the other way, they've got to scramble back, and it's forced some great opportunities for the Bearcats.
corner, Billy Moyer to offer it out front. Header goes up over the top, splits the uprights. The kick is no good in soccer, would have been good in football.
Yeah, that's where you want it, though, right there. Give your chance, your player a chance to get the head on it. He just not the right angle.
Heading right toward the WJPA banner
there.
That's
right. Looks good.
Oh, corner kicks, two apiece. And neither has been put into the net. Long offering on the goal kick by Lanigan. Ball out to middle of the field. Chipped ahead onto the far sideline. It's going to be Bentworth ball and a throw in at about the 25-yard line. About just under 4 minutes to play in our 40-minute first half in intermission, and then another 40 minutes in regulation. Winner goes to Highmark Stadium at Station Square for Thursday night's 1A WPIL championship match. Bentworth, the defending WPIL titleist, and looking to get back. Eagles with a throw in on the sideline. Ball gets inside the 20-yard line, a loose ball. Eagles keep it alive, and now they'll try to chip it toward the penalty area. Nice move by over on the far side there to keep it alive. That's Tyler Guevara. Kick it out front. Got it into the penalty area. The Bearcats get it out. Now an entry pass is blocked but saved by Stroop. Stroop with nifty footwork gets it in the penalty box inside the five, and now kick hits the side of the goal after crossing the goal line. Goal kick for the Bearcats. 1-0. Bentworth leading. Checking back in is Isaac Reynolds.
See on that possession there, Bearcats really calm in their defensive end. They had five guys, if you notice, count the jerseys inside here surrounding their goalie. Nowhere for Beaver County Christian to feed that ball. All the passing lanes were taken up. All he can do is take a bad angle shot. So good job for the Bearcats on D.
Caden Hackinson out of the game on that substitution. Ball popped up far sideline and played back in by Beaver County Christian. Nice tackle of the ball by the Bearcats. Knock it off a BCC player and then out of bounds. So Bentworth throw in after looked like they were trying to kick the ball out of bounds to just take the heat out there for a minute. So again, Beaver County Christian has been in the offensive zone most of this match. Bentworth trying to exit the zone. Ball kept inside the 30. Long kick heading toward the goal. Don't think that would have gone anyway, but DJ Hayes grabs it just in case. Since taking a chance there. 4 or 5 yards out from the goal, able to squeeze it. Long kick to middle of the field. Bearcats take it at the 50-yard line, and just a chip down toward the goalie Lanigan. His outlet doesn't go nearly as far, but header by the Eagles moves it forward and then out of bounds, so it'll be a Bentworth throw-in as we hit just under a minute remaining in the first half. Long throw-in up the near sideline. Nice play on the ball, but unable to control it by Tyler Guevara. Bentworth's going to set up.
Over, taking the throw.
It was Adam Messner. Throw in coming from Dylan Colbert. Get it to Adam Messner. Tried to get it inside. Now ball out front. Kick and a score.
They don't mess around.
Ryan Messner got left alone straight out in the middle of the field and able to bury it from the 6-yard line. So 16 yards out, Ryan Messner puts it home. And that coming in the 40th minute.
Yeah, they haven't had a ton of opportunities, but, man, are they making them count. That time, that was right off the throw-in, and they were able to gain possession, and all it took was Messner just one look. He didn't waste any time, much like Adam earlier in the game. Puts it right past Lanigan, and that's 2-0.
We'll get you a look at both of the Bentworth goals at the half. Right now we're down to final 10 seconds, and a ball kicked high in the air, going to get inside Beaver County Christian territory. Bearcats had a chance, but going to run out of that time, and we are at the half. Chance for us to catch our breath, get our notes put together, and we'll come back, take a look at the highlights of the first half. We're at intermission. Bentworth 2, Beaver County Christian nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium here in Canonsburg. We are at the half. Bentworth with a 2-0 lead at intermission. Goals in the 11th and 40th minutes by the brothers Messner. Adam getting the first one with 29 and a half minutes remaining in the first half. And then brother Ryan with just 25 seconds to go. Great play there to get the ball under control at the 10 and take it in. We'll get a look at some of these first half highlights. Ball goes in deep, and then jump ahead here if we can. Let's go back and get the first goal if we can. This was early on, about 10 minutes in, the 11th minute of the first half. It's Beaver County Christian on offense, and we'll push a couple other buttons and see if we can't get that for you. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Now, with a score 0-0, you see the loose ball there from about the 7-yard line, and nicely set up right there in the front, a line drive kick by Adam Messner to give the Bearcats that 1-0 lead. Stayed that way for nearly 30 minutes before we get to the second goal, and that was Ryan Messner.
And we'll show us that one again.
Take that final goal of the first half. Look at that. Well, that's what we saw. That's what we saw just a minute ago. That was the.
That's the second one.
That's the second goal. Did
we
find the first one?
Okay, yeah, we did.
We did get the first one.
We did
it
back to back. Yep.
All right, I missed that.
He was quick. Yeah, left foot there by Adam. That one was unassisted. He kind of took possession right in front. That second one by Ryan. They were under a minute, and it started all the way down the other end with the goalie just kind of, you think it's innocent enough with the goal kick, and he sends it down to the other side. Good pressure by the Bearcats forces the throw in here right in front of their bench with 30 seconds left, and that's all it took. They got it over to Ryan, and both he and Adam, I think the big thing is they haven't waited. When they've gotten a chance, they just put it right on net, and they're making the defenders and the goaltenders think and act right away.
And Bentworth has played a lot of defense. They've only had a handful of really attacks in the offensive zone, and two of them have ended up in the back of the net. They've played a lot of defense, and Beaver County Christian has had 5 free kicks, a couple of corner kicks, a couple of saves made by DJ Hayes, who working on career shutout number 25 if he can get by the next 40 minutes. Bentworth 2, Beaver County Christian nothing. We're back in just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium. Both teams gathered around their coaches. Really a little hydration. Make sure the cramping doesn't become an issue. A very comfortable evening here in downtown Canonsburg tonight. Great to have all of you with us. Bentworth defending WPIL 1A champions, looking to get back to the title match. That will happen Thursday night, 8 o'clock. The doubleheader on Thursday at Highmark Stadium has 1A girls at 6, 1A boys at 8 o'clock. Friday schedule has 4A girls at 6 o'clock and 4A boys at 8, and then Saturday's schedule 2A girls and boys at 11 and 1:15, 3A girls and boys 3:30 and 5:45. Coming up here at Memorial Stadium a little later on this evening, the other semifinal, number 3, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, and number 7, Eden Christian. That coverage will be available on the NFHS network as well. All kind of girls volleyball going on tonight, 1A and 2A volleyball semifinals. In 1A, it's Fraser and St. Joseph, followed by Eden Christian and Greensburg Central Catholic. Those matches at Peters Township. And at North Allegheny, it's the 2A action. Number 1, Quaker Valley. Number 5, Southmoreland. Then number 2, Neshanic. Number 3, Hopewell. Those matches at North Allegheny. A couple of minutes away from our second half. We'll have it for you. When we come back in just a couple of minutes, 2-0 Bentworth leading Beaver County Christian at intermission. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Wentworth coach Nick Malarbe with some questions for our game officials. And one official time, you know, let's move. Let's move along. Let's go. Beaver County Christian will have the ball to start the second half, but they will have a two-goal deficit against a team that hasn't allowed more than one goal in any game this year and has allowed only one goal since the end of August. Period. Total.
Pretty stingy.
Bearcats defending to our left and able to take the ball away. They get it out to the 50, but nearly taken back. Run up the far side, though. Now inside the 30, the 25. Nice cut back to open turf. Long kick goes well wide of the mark. And it'll be a goal kick for Beaver County Christian. A couple of numbers. We had two corners for each team. Five free kicks for Beaver County Christian in the first half. Two for the Bearcats. None of those resulted in markers. Adam Messner at the 11th minute. Brian Messner in the 40th minute. The two Bentworth goals in our first half. The Eagles get the ball across into the offensive side. Liam Birchler able to weave around a defender, take it inside the 10-yard line. Entry pass is kicked back out by Bentworth, but now kept alive by the Eagles. A little give-and-go action there. Sam McMahon couldn't control the take-back pass. Bearcats try to launch it ahead, looking to maybe cherry pick a little bit there. Ryan Messner. And when you've scored as often as Messner, 43 times in a year, you probably did a little cherry picking from time to time. And it's easier to do that. It's safer to do that when you're up 2-0.
We have a little bit of a cushion.
Robert McMahon presses it toward the penalty area, but ball kicked out by the Bearcats and now up the near sideline. Little chip ahead, just did not get all the way through. Good work defensively by the Eagles to keep Bentworth from getting a 2-on-1.
It was a nice idea. It was number 14, Moyer, that tried to touch it over to McMurray, but McMurray just a little bit behind the play on that one.
Long kick into open turf. It'll be played out of there nicely by Evan Mulroy, but turns it over to Bentworth at the 45-yard line. Loose ball on the far side is taken by the Eagles. Chip ahead, but Bentworth will be right there to play it back out to midfield. Well defended there, and we're going to get a foul call. We are indeed a little too aggressive, though. Interesting there, as you often see, Liam Birchler, the offensive player, is the guy that created the contact, but the foul called on Bentworth.
Physical night here for Beaver County Christian. They've been using the body all night, and it has given them a lot of set pieces like this. They just haven't been able to capitalize yet.
Free kick from the 30-yard line, headed back out by the Bearcats, and Robert McMahon, near side, it's Tyler Guevara trying to set things up. Loose ball going to go out of bounds, and going to be a corner kick Third corner for Beaver County Christian. It's going to be Sam McMahon, a sophomore. Look to take it out front. Left footer puts it on the ground, and that's denied at the football goal line. Back into the penalty area. Eagles trying to keep it alive. Crosser by Robert McMahon flies over the crossbar and rolls along and then finally out of the legal playing area. Goal kick for the Bearcats.
Yeah, so many black jerseys back there in front of their goalkeeper to protect him, and he hasn't had to make many saves tonight. Made the one really, really good one early on that would have tied this game at one, but otherwise his defense has been doing a lot of work in front of him.
Long kick up the near sideline. Bearcats trying to set up, and they just carelessly allow it to get to the sideline.
That was close.
Ryan Messner there trying to play it. Just ends up putting it on the line. Play ahead on the throw-in for Beaver County Christian. Now they'll play the ball on the sideline. Robert McMahon, nifty footwork to come out of a tight area, but lost the ball for a moment. Eagles get it back momentarily. And McMahon trying to play it alive. Off the chest of a Bentworth defender, chips it ahead, and that's going to find its way out of play. By the way, the goal by Messner ties the single-season scoring mark set by John Kennedy and breaks Kennedy's career scoring mark. That's a goal number 87 for Ryan Messner.
Impressive number. Both numbers. Impressive season and the career.
Throw in for the Eagles. Robert McMahon, the 25, chipped it, thought he had a man going in. The play was a little delayed by Zach Stevens getting there. The freshman ends up being a sideline throw-in for the Eagles. A little over 5 minutes gone in the second half. Bentworth with a 2-0 lead. Deep throw-in. Touched out. Now a kind of a bicycle-type kick. Didn't quite go all the way bicycle, but able to get that ball out of danger. Bearcats look to lob it ahead, and now 3-on-3. Well tackled. Great play defensively made by Evan Mulroy. The Bearcats trying to go right back at it, but the ball turned over once again. Bentworth able to take it away, but can't control it. Bosch able to send it back up. There's been a whole bunch of up and down midfield area here the last minute and a half or so.
His tackle by Mulroy right here, a big one. It saves a run down the right side right there. Would have been a clear chance for a 2-on-1.
Now the Eagles get the ball to the top of the penalty area. It's McMahon. His kick is blocked. But Beaver County Christian keeps it alive. Another blocked kick. That time it was Rocco DeSarbo. Entry by McMahon won't get through. Now McMahon inside the 15, takes it in the penalty area. Toe tap to keep it alive. Tries to chip it toward the goal, and that's blocked out. Going to be another corner kick for the Eagles. This will be their fourth corner of the game. Two in each half, and this one comes just 8 minutes or so into this second half. Ball tipped alive right out front. Kick, a block inside. Nice save by Hayes. That was point blank. Ball headed out of trouble. Bearcats trying to run with it. It's Aiden McMurray now. The ball up the sideline and a foul called. Free kick coming for the Bearcats.
Earned that foul there and try to tackle him, but this save here is beautiful. That's two on the night that have kept balls out of the back of the net for Hayes, and they both went spectacular. That was off the. I was going to say that looked like that was over the end line.
Going to be a corner kick for Bentworth. Just a ball that got away for a second from Evan Mulroy, and so Bentworth will get a corner kick. You'll see here, Mulroy looks to have it under wraps, and it just got away from him and rolled beyond the goal line. So the corner coming. Cats trying to run people out in front. And a header attempt goes wide of the mark, not cleanly struck. Now Bentworth 0 for 3 on corners.
Yeah, that was a nice ball. There was two Bentworth players there. They just both kind of missed it. It kind of ended up weaving its way somehow between them for the goal kick.
Ethan Guevara checks in. Liam Birchler out for the Eagles. And head coach Chris Krefeld. Appreciate both coaches with their assistance in our preparation. Ball will get played back all the way to Bentworth goalie DJ Hayes. He'll launch a long kick out to the 40-yard line, but the Eagles keep it alive, and the Bentworth then heads it out of bounds, so a throw in on the far side.
Bosch taking the throw.
Eli Bosch will launch it. Ball at about the 5, it gets up top. Nice battle going on there. Robert McMahon kick toward the goal is blocked, and now Bentworth going to get it out. Bearcats, if they hurry, have a 3-on-2. Ball up the far sideline, inside the 30. Launch to open space. Aiden McMurray has the ball taken away, and the goalie makes the grab, Michael Lanigan.
And the Eagles hurried back on defense there to get the numbers back. Otherwise, that was another great opportunity, and that could have been 3-0 here as we enter the 11th minute of play in the second half.
Well, in the quarterfinal win, it was Messner, Messner, and McMurray with the 3 goals. We get the Messner and Messner part. Now McMurray was trying to get in on the act. Loose ball. Scramble. Boy, again, a lot of contact, and it's just play on. This non-contact sport. Kick goes out of play, and it's going to be a Bentworth throw-in. Reynolds to key it. Get it on the sideline for McMurray. McMurray keeps it alive. Able to get the ball into the football end zone, and this kick is knocked out of bounds. So another corner kick for Bentworth. This will come from the far side. Each team after this set play will have had 4 corners. At least by my chicken scratch, that's what I have. Just under 29 minutes to play in the match. Bentworth with a 2-0 lead. Moyer kicks it out front. The ball denied, and the Bearcats get an opportunity. Ball off the hand of the goalie and in. I believe it's Dylan Colbert getting the goal.
Colbert does a really nice job of collecting this ball, making this first guy miss, and then gets it through. The goaltender gets a hand. Lanigan gets a hand on it, but not enough. And it's 3-0. Bentworth opening up the lead here with 28-29 left in the contest. That off a set piece for Bentworth, so their fourth corner kick of the night, and they make that one count.
Dylan Colbert. Is that the 51st minute? How's that work? Is that the right number?
Yeah, that would be. Yep, 50. Oh, wait, it was actually the 52nd. It's 52nd. The 52nd minute. Yep.
Thank you. Another note here I was looking for, but so far it has eluded me. Colbert with that goal. Just under 28 minutes to play. Bentworth with a 3-0 margin. Robert McMahon offers one to the goal. That one hops 2 bounces right to DJ Hayes. Save number 4 tonight.
Picked up by Hayes.
Yeah, and if you're Beaver County Christian right now, I mean, it's hard to say, like, you think, well, they're going to have to get more aggressive, but they've been aggressive all night. It's just Bentworth's had the answer on defense every time, and when they've got by the defense, it's been Hayes having the answer.
Bearcats put a long kick. Save made there by Michael Lanigan.
Picked up by Lanigan.
D Dylan Colbert with a goal tonight. He had the assist on the overtime game winner in the championship match last year against Charleroi. Assisted his brother on the game winner. Big moments. Another free kick coming for
the Eagles.
And Robert McMahon will load it up at the 37-yard line. 26 and a half minutes to play.
Mulroy.
And now it's going to be Mulroy to take the kick. He'll lob this all the way down in the air, caught by DJ Hayes.
One thing you say about both these rosters, not a lot of seniors on either team here. A lot of these guys, and they, like Bentworth, the three goals, it's a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior, your goal scorers.
Couple of players looking like pinballs bouncing around off of other players. Bearcats end up with the ball attack, but turn it over on the sideline. Beaver County Christian going to lob it out of bounds, far side.
Reynolds, throw it.
Bearcats looking to go back to the WPIL championship game and get their second straight gold medals. Work to finish here tonight, and then obviously it'll be work on Thursday night. 8 o'clock start to that 1A boys championship. Good work on the sideline to set up a Bentworth throw-in, but threw that right into traffic, and the Eagles headed up the sideline. And now Bentworth kicks it out of play.
Bentworth's been such great position all night. So even though Beaver County Christian has controlled a lot of the time of possession, they've kept a calm, cool, collect presence on defense, and that's passed over to the goaltender as well. Here they go.
Steal here and down inside the 10-yard line, but well played. The last line of defense, got to give credit to Evan Mulroy there. Just kept sprinting to try to get to where that ball was going, and he was able to kick it out of play. Throw in for the Bearcats. Now it'll be Gage Davenport to launch it toward teammates. Under 25 minutes remaining. 3-0 Bentworth with the lead. And a ball kicked from between the feet. Interesting play there defensively by Sam McMahon to kick that between the feet of Adam Messner and throw in again for Bentworth. Davenport to launch it. Throws it in toward the football end zone. That's headed right back out. Three straight throw-ins by Gage Davenport. Bearcats haven't gotten a look at the goalkeeper, Michael Lanigan, yet. And this one, they won't get it again. And this chip up high is grabbed by Lanigan. He'll run up and kick it out of trouble there. Punt out to about the 50-yard line. Bentworth wanting to bring it right back in. They have a 3-on-3. Adam Messner, a couple of nifty moves to keep possession of the ball. Tried to chip it into the penalty area. Ball was blocked and it's going to roll out of bounds. Bentworth throw in on the far side. And hustling play there, Ethan Guevara. He's not wanting Bentworth to just let that ball lay around and take their time about going and getting it. He ran and sprinted it back in. Header, ball goes inside the 15, kicked out. Going to get a...
I don't know if that was touched by a handball or not. Either way, it's going to be a free kick here for the Eagles getting out of their zone.
8 free kicks for Beaver County Christian tonight. Bentworth, then both teams wanted the substitute, but doesn't look like they're going to get to do that.
Yeah, Colbert had motioned over to the bench a couple minutes ago, saying he wanted the breather. I think he thought that was his opportunity, but not yet.
Nice play to take it down deep by Davenport. And the ball kicked out of bounds kind of carelessly by Beaver County Christian. Now the subs will happen.
Colbert still didn't get his chance, though.
And Wentworth will get Caden Hackinson back on and Gage Davenport. Now, his arm's got to be tired, right? Was that Davenport coming out?
He takes a seat there.
Davenport. His arm's tired from those throw-ins one after another.
Colbert didn't get the break, but he did get some water. So he came over and snuck a drink on there during the break.
Just under 22 minutes to play. A throw-in rolls up over the shoulders and head of Adam Messner, and then he couldn't keep it in play in the end zone.
Yeah, he got it away from the defender, but just couldn't keep it on his foot and rolls out for the goal kick.
Long offering comes into Bentworth's end of the field and is promptly kicked right back. Bentworth player waiting for it and got run around and maybe have gotten kicked. That's Ryan Messner. He got kicked and trying to get to that ball. Nice dribble by Liam Birchler. Birchler got it into a trio of Bentworth defenders and a long kick up out of traffic. One-on-one developing. Adam Messner turns that one defender around. Now the kick toward the goal line is going to roll out of bounds.
Well,
a little delay there by Adam Messner. He kicked the ball, it's not Messner, it's Billy Moyer, kicked it a long way away from everybody, kind of the opposite of what we saw earlier with Beaver County Christian going to get the loose ball. This is going to be ruled a goal kick. So
referee spoke a few words to him there about that, and ball boy, though, had him already, so it didn't delay anything.
Yeah, the words had to deal with the unsportsmanlike action, and I'm sure. Let's just keep the game moving along. Aiden McMurray attacking. Try to get around the defender. Ball knocked loose just outside the penalty area. Now, once again, the Bearcats got it back in there. Now, four different players there. A roller goes right into Michael Lanigan, and he makes his third save of the night.
Jump on Messner. Lanigan.
He's going to wonder how much Beaver County Christian has left in the tank here. They've been aggressive all night. Right here is a foul. It's going to set up a set piece for the Bearcats, but they were so aggressive early on. Now with the three-goal deficit, they're going to have to keep pressing, but Bentworth going to be able to take advantage of some of that here, and that's what we're seeing with this set piece.
And a break in the action. 19:45 to go, second half. Bentworth 3, Beaver County Christian nothing. We're back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
After the foul and a free kick, the Bearcats unable to get an attack. The ball headed out of traffic. Thought we were going to get a substitution, but that didn't happen ahead of the free kick. But now Austin Hollier will come on. And coming out is Billy Moyer. 3-0 Bentworth leads, 19 minutes and a handful of seconds left to play. Ball inside the 20-yard line. Trailer coming, trying to tap it through the defender. We're going to get a foul called here. Bentworth, the fans right in front of us with the...
Yeah. Kerfeld might have done a good job of selling this one here, as you can see right there. It even looked like the Bentworth player kind of held up, but... Either way, this is a very important set piece here for the Eagles.
And a free kick coming. Robert McMahon is awaiting the sign to go as the defenders are forced to back up inside the 5-yard line. The ball is on the ground at the numbers at the 12. Kick toward the goal. knocked out by the hands of DJ Hayes, his sixth save, but the Eagles keep it alive, and they try to chop it back out front. The ball hits the side of the net. McMahon. And they're going to call this a corner kick?
I thought he touched it last, but either way. Actually, they're going to give him, they saying he was fouled right there outside the penalty area?
Apparently that is going to be the case. Another free kick.
Free kick for the Eagles.
Outside the penalty area, it'll be McMahon once again. And lobbed it out front, actually sent it beyond the goal. The Bearcats will whiff on the first clearing attempt, and lots of guys back in there, so they're able to get it out. But Eagles try to bring it right back in. McMahon with the loose ball on the near sideline. The football goal line offers it across. Headed toward the goal, but wide, and the Bearcats just, Aiden McMurray just buries it wide, well wide. Another free corner kick coming here. Chance number five for Beaver County Christian in the match. This offer goes out in front of the goal, headed wide of the mark. And Bentworth will get a goal kick with 17:05 to play here in the second half.
Beaver County Christian not going away. They're keeping the pressure on, but Bentworth's been up to the task. They've had jerseys around their goaltender all night, and those set pieces were no different. That second one there with McMahon, he just put way too much on that. He didn't give any of his teammates a chance to get anything on that to put it towards the net.
Goal kick going to roll out of bounds in the midfield area. Thrown right back in, but headed away, and Bentworth's going to end up with the loose ball. Now Adam Messner can't track down the pass. The Eagles will get there. A lot of contact, but play on this time. Nice tackle near side. Attack of the ball, and the Bearcats will kick it up the sideline, but out of bounds here around the 40-yard line. This certainly had the look of being a Beaver County Christian play, but like Bentworth's going to get the throw in.
I thought that's what the whistle was. I thought they were saying, no, this is Beaver County's ball, but
I didn't read that play that way. Well, the ball into Beaver County Christian side of the 50. Played right back out. Now we'll go back and forth here off a Bentworth defender. A lot of contact once again as Ben Krefeld pushes it down the sideline. He takes it, tries to bring it, but lost control of the ball in that contact. And play on, and goal kick coming up for the Bearcats. 15:20 remaining here in the second half. Adam Messner took the lid off just over 10 minutes in. Ryan Messner scored in the final minute of the first half. And about 11 minutes in, Dylan Colbert here in this second half added goal number three. The Bearcats shutout streak remains intact. Have not allowed a goal in the month of October. Not a goal.
Well.
Bearcats take it away at about the 20, and now try to feed it ahead. That pass fumbled by Adam Messner. And Messner called for foul. That's six free kicks here in the second half and number 11 in the game, but all but a couple of them have been 75 or 80 yards away from the goal the Bearcats are defending. If you're going to give up free kicks, that's where you want to do it.
Saying Messner got a little bit too much of the body there, but Bentworth fans disagree.
Nick Malarby disagrees as well. And now he's telling his team, no more, no more. Free kick on the Beaver County Christian side again. This one at the 41-yard line. And now a little flop action there. That's a TV style of soccer right there. Guy looks at you, flop over onto your back. Plenty of contact. And now Bearcats with a 3-on-2. Ball up at the 10-yard line. Chip it across near side. Little footwork. And a great defense there. Dylan Colbert was trying to set something up. Now it's Aiden McMurray in the football end zone. He fumbles the ball, but able to keep it alive. And the ball kicked out of bounds near side. Going to be Bentworth ball and a throw in. Had a chance to add another one there with the 3-on-2.
Very unselfish play, which is good. It's good sometimes, but at that point, you just needed somebody to take a shot.
Throw in. It's going to be taken by Beaver County Christian. And Bearcats play it right back in. A kick attempt won't go anywhere. Ryan Messner, and now shot off the goaltender and goes out of play.
Lanigan's best save of the night right there. Keeps this one 3-0.
Corner kick for the Bearcats. This will be their fifth corner kick of the game, leading 3-0, 12 and a half minutes to play in the second half.
Sorry, shot by Moyer. Saved by Lanigan.
Corner kick out front, headed, and just goes wide of the left post.
That didn't miss by much.
Shot by McMurray.
There, McMurray gets the head on it, just missed that upper left corner of the net.
Oh, big thanks to our crew here tonight doing great work, giving us those replays. And looking a little tighter. Eric Bennett's our producer, floor director. Brandon Bennett, Josh Laird on camera. Now the ball out of bounds here on the Bentworth bench. It'll be a Bearcats throw-in. And here very shortly, Bentworth fans are going to start to wind it up because they know that an opportunity coming. Boy, now one of the game officials coming to the Bentworth sideline.
Clock's still running at this point. They finally stopped it.
And obviously being 200 feet away from that conversation, I have no idea what that discussion was about. Throw in off one head, and then one foot plays into middle of the field. And Eagles are going to come out with it as we approach 11 minutes to play in the match. Ball kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Zach Stevens. He was trying to keep that play alive, and Bearcats pressuring on that far side. Stevens ends up kicking it out of bounds. Long throw in for the Bearcats. Gets up to around the 40-yard line, but it's taken away by Beaver County Christian. Loose ball on the near side. Robert McMahon. I swear I got a little hold there, and no call.
Yeah. They're able to send it down the other way, though, give themselves some space. Time running out here, 10 and a half to go.
As I admitted early on, I'm not huge on soccer rules and what is, but that didn't look legal.
It did not.
Play grabbed by Lanigan and lob it to middle of the field. Bearcats trying to set something up once again. A lot of contact, loose ball. Adam Messner trying to get to it. Keeps his feet chipping at the ball, and he does get to it and just leaves it wide of the right post.
Kind of example of what we've seen all night here when Bentworth gets, like, they just keep on their feet, and you've seen a lot of the Beaver County Christian players go down to the ground, whether it be offensive or defensive. In that case, just staying on their feet, it gave Bentworth another great opportunity to score.
Loser of this match will play, I believe it is Thursday at the 6 o'clock at North Allegheny for the right to go on to the state tournament. The loser of this match, the loser of the next match as well, those two will square off in the third place, WPIL third place match. Robert McMahon, who has seemed to be all over the field tonight for Beaver County Christian, able to chip it across, get it to Birchler. Offering out in front is headed away at the football goal line. And now Crosser kicked out of trouble by the Bearcats. Goes up top and right in on goal on the shot there. Taken by Tyler Guevara, but the save by DJ Hayes. I have 7 shots stopped tonight.
Yeah, Bentworth player down behind the play here.
And we'll take a break. 8:39 to play, second half. 3-0 Bentworth over Beaver County Christian. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
And the game officials have a bit of a water break there. And 3-0 Bentworth leading. And a ball miss hit. DJ Hayes on the goal kick really did not play that very well. And the Eagles trying to challenge, but Bentworth's going to get it out of danger. The ball goes out of bounds. It will be Eagles ball. This whole mess started with that poor goal kick by Hayes. Now McMahon is knocked down, and that should have been a free kick, but was not called that way. Bearcats lose the ball, and it flying up the other direction. Once again, it's Robert McMahon inside the Bentworth 40. Toe tap, stop the ball, give it off to a teammate. Long kick by Cole Stroop. Headed out from the top of the penalty area. Loose ball, and the Bearcats kept it alive. A lot of contact once again. This time a nice block. But Beaver County Christian playing with the ball out at midfield is not helping their cause. Down 3-0, and now under 7.5 minutes to play in the second half. Bentworth taking advantage of a couple of great opportunities. Now long entry, going to take the ball toward the far sideline, get it inside the 10-yard line. And the Eagles just choose to get it to midfield. And now we'll try to make some kind of attack, and the Bearcats get back defensively. Nice play. When you get Beaver County Christian running away from the goal they're trying to attack, that's a win.
Yeah, especially with under 7 to go. I'm winding down. They need 3 just to equalize this game, and they're running out of time.
And a player down for the Eagles. Actually, 2 players down over on the far side, and now we'll get the stoppage to attend to them. 6:35 to play, second half. Bentworth 3, Beaver County Christian 0. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman Realtor with the La Raca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And very slowly making his way with some help, Liam Birchler for Beaver County Christian, injured in that exchange.
You're not putting any weight on that right leg.
It has been a physical contest, no question. And Birchler gets to the near sideline. Other teammates from the bench are going to help him get to that team bench area.
Ladies and gentlemen, the athletic director is asking to announce at the end of the contest there's an exit behind the scoreboard. There's a gate there. We ask you to exit.
6:35 to play. Second half, 3-0 Bentworth with the lead. And the Bearcats, the action started and stopped right away. And we got a free kick here. And the Bearcats got a backup from that spot. The game officials making sure that everything else is ready to go. And now we will play on. Evan Mulroy with the free kick. It down to a teammate, and the Bearcats just kick it out of there. But that ball down inside the 10-yard line is going to be a throw-in for the Eagles. Get the ball in, then right back out to the sideline. Once again, Robert McMahon has been very active. Crosser is knocked out of there nicely. And the Bearcats get it to midfield. Adam Messner tried to tap it across. That play didn't work, trying to get the ball to Billy Moyer.
Yeah, heads up play there by the freshman. He was one-on-one, but by the time the defense caught up, he was at a disadvantage. So he just kind of had a lateral across the field and killed some more time off the clock.
Long throw in for the Eagles. Gets the ball down inside the 10-yard line. Good defensive pressure on that far side. And Bosch will throw it in for Beaver County Christian. 5:15 left in the match. Throw into traffic. Aiden McMurray got a foot on it. Kicks it back out to around the 30-yard line. Well, the Bearcats 3-on-2 if they hurry. Nice tip ahead. Adam Messner. Lob it to open grass. The last defender mishandles it and then steps into the Bentworth player, but that's not going to get called. Wow. The play into the goalie, and so now Bentworth trying to set up another attack here.
If we were playing hockey, I believe they'd call that interference.
Indeed. Eagles with a throw in. Bearcats defend that. I believe that's Aiden McMurray over on that far side. Check that.
Eagles are out with Bosch.
Bosch to key another throw in. Scored. The shooting attempt is blocked. Long way out. Once again, Robert McMahon with the ball, weaves through a couple of defenders. His kick is blocked at the 5-yard line, 15 yards from the goal. Bearcats trying to get it out, and a couple of plays blocked there and unable to clear. Ball goes to Creffield. Loose ball and out to open space. Gets it out to about the 30. Bearcats kick the ball, and then good sportsmanship there. Bentworth defender kicked the ball, and in that sweep kick knocked the Eagles player down. ruling was to play on. That was Ben Creffield. Turnover. And the Bearcats are going to turn it into a corner kick.
And Adam Messner again, pressure down low and forces it off the defender. Earns a corner for Bentworth with 3:13 to go.
And this is corner kick number 6. Far side. We're trying to get players up into the attacking area. They're going to make a couple of substitutions. Each team's going to make a substitution here. And the clock continues to turn. And now after the corner, the throw-in, Adam Messner. Scrum there. Ball chipped out in front of the goal. Headed out by the Eagles. One more entry, and this one's going to go out of bounds. A goal kick for the Eagles. 2:45 to play in the second half. Bentworth took the lead in the 11th minute of the first half. And they have not allowed a goal. Added two more of their own. And Bentworth with the lead. The Bearcats kick one out of the stadium. Just a clearing kick on the far side. Went out one of the runways on the far bleachers. Entry into the zone. Goes right through without traffic to DJ Hayes, who catches it about 8 yards out from the end line. 2 minutes to play. Bentworth leading 3-0. Bearcats have played a lot of defense tonight, but a couple of great scoring opportunities, and they did not fail. The Eagles get the ball to the head of the penalty area, but kicked out of there, and now it's Adam Messner trying to beat the last line of defense. Messner, 1-on-2. Now help arrives. The ball headed out. Goes right back to Messner, though. Chip it around one defender who ends up taking the ball away. Well played there, but it's a turnover to the 20-yard line. A little sliding kick. Bearcats happy to just play it here inside the Eagles' 40-yard line. The shutout streak. Now just over a minute left to defend and keep it going.
1 minute regulation.
Long
minute.
Kick. Ball inside the Beaver County Christian 15. And here come the Bearcat fans recognizing what's about to happen. Our 18th win of the year is 40 seconds away from being final. Beaver County Christian throw in on the far side. And again, it'll be Eli Bosch to key it. Try to get it out in front, but chipped away, back toward the sideline. Bosch will serve it back in front, and another Bentworth header take it out of there. Out to the 20-yard line, 15 seconds remaining. Robert McMahon brings it out from the penalty area, trying to set up a kick, and the Bearcats block that. Final seconds disappear, and the Bentworth Bearcats move on for a second straight WPIL championship game appearance. The defending titleists knock off the 4-seed Beaver County Christian. Your final score, Bentworth 3, Beaver County Christian nothing. We'll get you highlights and recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No trippin', I'm the man, caught slippin'. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Canonsburg. This one really an effort by Beaver County Christian to keep the pressure on Bentworth. Early save by DJ Hayes to keep it scoreless. And then in the 11th minute, Adam Messner takes the lid off. The Bearcats take the lead on this goal. Able to bury that and... Bentworth took a – that was the second goal, right?
Yeah, it was Ryan.
Yeah, that was Ryan Messner's. Let's go back and get the first one there. This is that's the same goal. All right. Yeah, that's the same play. That's Ryan Messner's goal. So Adam Messner in the 11th minute gave the Bearcats the lead. There we go. Nice play there. And the left foot kick high and to the right – toward the right corner. So Adam Messner – with the goal there in the 11th minute. Then the goal that we saw a couple of times there, Ryan Messner in the final minute of the first half. A play from the side, tip it to himself, and about 17 yards out, able to bury it. 2-0 at intermission. And then in the 52nd minute, Dylan Colbert stretches the lead out to 3-0.
And it was off that corner kick for Colbert. He was able to pull it back and get a clean shot. That was one that I thought the goaltender Lanigan was going to be able to save, but he didn't get enough on it.
Let's see one more time if we can get that that final goal from Dylan Colbert. May not be able to do that. All right, let's
Yeah, that's not, it was off a corner kick.
Yeah, that's off the. That's not it. Okay, all right. Dylan Colbert had an assist on the game winner in the championship game a year ago, and now a goal here in the WPIL semifinals to help the Bearcats extend their margin. Take a look at some other numbers and what the win tonight for Bentworth means when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
with the win, top-seeded Bentworth returns to the WPIL championship game match. That will happen Thursday night at 8 o'clock at Highmark Stadium, and that the opponent will either be number 3, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, or number 7, Eden Christian. We'll see here at the Memorial Stadium in Canonsburg exactly who that will be. The loser of that upcoming match will take on Beaver County Christian Thursday at 6 o'clock. A little further north, that'll be at North Allegheny, the third-place match. Only the winner of that match advances to the state tournament. Bentworth, with the win, has already clinched a berth in the PIAA tournament, as will the winner of that other semifinal. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our congratulations to our player of the game. We kicked things around here. Certainly kudos to DJ Hayes. A couple of great saves. That diving one to our right in that first half to preserve the shutout there. But the guy that took the lid off proves to be the game-winning goal, Adam Messner, scoring in the 11th minute for Messner, his 27th goal of the season. And it... Started the door open and the Bearcats to the 3-0 win.
Yeah, and he was always there. It wasn't just that goal. He was Johnny on the spot in the offensive end all night and kept the pressure on the Eagles. And great game by Messner and the Bearcats as they move on to Highmark.
So Bentworth, the winner over Beaver County Christian, to advance to the WPIL championship game. Our thanks to head coaches Nick Malarby and Chris Krefeld and to the entire crew here at Memorial Stadium in Canonsburg. For my partner, Rusty Pettit, our floor director, Eric Bennett, Brandon Bennett, and Josh Laird on camera, Mark Edwards and Kathy Caldwell producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us in the WPIL Class 1A Boys Soccer Semifinals. Your score, Bentworth 3, Beaver County Christian nothing. This has been a presentation of the NFHS Network and the WJPA Sports Network.